Let's begin the service by singing number 69. The stanzas 4, 5 and 6. Number 69. The habitation of thy house is ever my delight. The place where dwells thy glory, Lord, is lovely in my sight. Number 69, 4, 5 and 6. First, we will read to you the law of God. God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which has brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, nor the likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or in the earth beneath, or in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold them guiltless that takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt do no manner of work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor the stranger that is within the gate. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is at rest at the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long in the land which the Lord thy God gives thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Further, we will read to you from God's holy word, Psalm 63. A Psalm of David. O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee, my flesh longs for thee. In a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory. So as I have seen thee in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul follows hard after thee, thy right hand upholds me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword, they shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Every one that sweareth by him shall glory, but the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. This verse. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Grace, mercy, and peace be given, and richly multiplied unto you from God the Father. And Christ Jesus our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord, it is in thy condescending mercy, in thy long suffering, that thy hand brought us together in this morning of this Sabbath day, in this sanctuary, to hear thy word and testimony, but also to administer that holy sacrament instituted by thee, O Lord of Lords and King of Kings. that our hearts be humbled, because in this morning again, before our eyes, thou art showing unto us thy faithfulness, that thou self takes care for that holy sacrament, because otherwise we would not have it amongst us. But that wonder since that night in which it was instituted, that after so many years and years and years, that still it is upheld by thee the Most High, and that for thy people and for thy church to strengthen their most holy faith, to declare unto that people who is risen from the dead, arise and eat, because the way would too much for you, and that they are privileged to invite it by thee to eat and drink, and united with Christ more and more as a fountain and source of life and salvation, where outside of him there is no rest, there is no peace, there is no comfort, and there is no satisfaction. Lord, be merciful to all of us. That holy sacrament that will be administered in the midst of the congregation, that for young and old, for great and small, that it become a personal matter. And that in this morning hour thy word have authority in our hearts and in our soul. That it be in the fear of thy holy name, that it was to the honor of thy name, but also to the gladness of thy people invited by thee. Take for them all the mountains away, and all the hindernesses, they are so many, rising up also in those days and at those times, where they are realizing that their enemy goes round about as a roaring lion seeking to devour. But speak to thy people. Give freedom and liberty, and that it all was to the honor of thy name and the gladness of their heart, that all those who have no right, that all those who are thinking of themselves that they have something, but never see from thee, that they withdraw themselves and not come to the table, that they not eat unworthily of that meat and the blood, but that they are realizing that we must have a garment for that feast that thy people receive in regeneration. Lord, thou knowest all the needs and all the wants, that it may please thee to bring thy people to this place, and that we all together, one as well as the other, that we bow for thy divine command given in thy to thy church. With denying of ourselves, but that the love of Christ constrains us, who died on the cross and was risen from the dead, and who is sitting now at the right hand of his Father. Those that cannot gather with us on account of sickness and weakness, and some so old that they cannot come out of their house, Lord, we commend them at thy throne. And so far as they belong to that people and they have some of that spiritual life in their heart, visit them in their homes, that they have the Lord's Supper there, communion with Christ and communion with the church, that it brings a deep impression in the heart of those who are standing outside, and that they are realizing what it will be to be put outside when death shall come. 'Tis still the day of grace, O Lord. Have mercy with them and us, and remember each and every one, after the greatness of thy mercy in thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Remember all thy people, all thy servants, over the length and over the breadth of the earth, increase their number, and gladden also our heart in that heavy task that laid upon our shoulders in this morning and in this whole Sabbath day, that we receive strength from on high, and also that the love of Christ was poured out in our heart, and to serve, but also to be served by thee. All the sick and afflicted, those who are still in the hospitals, and those who return to their homes, give them an heart to bow under thee and to acknowledge thee. Also, those parents who were blessed with another baby in their marital life, humble they are before thee, and remember in the generations thy covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Look upon all the widows, orphans, and widowers, all the boys in the service, those that are in bereavement and in sorrow the last weeks, and also in this last week, thou knowest their name and their addresses. Remember them together and teach us all to number our days, that we apply our son to wisdom. Forgive him all our sins and transgressions, and come graciously with thy spirit in our heart and midst to true conversion, and also to establish thy people with the pardoning and remission of all our sins, for Christ's sake only. Amen. Number 164. 164. Thou art my God, O God of grace, and earnestly I seek thy face. My heart cries out for thee, my spirit thirsts thy grace to taste, and excel in this desert waste, in which no water be, in which no waters be. Number 164.
Thank you.
my text for this occasion is in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 26, the last part. Ye do show the Lord's death till he come. This far. Last week, beloved congregation, we have heard the admonition of the Apostle Paul to the congregation of Colossae, if ye be risen with Christ, and if ye be risen, that word if, that means also in case that it is so. Risen with Christ, that means that we have received a new spiritual life that was also with the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ. They were 11 who were privileged in the life with that spiritual life that Christ has merited for them and the Holy Spirit had wrought in the soul. There is always under the divines an open question whether that Judas was present when Christ instituted the Lord's Supper, that he was present with Passover, that is clear enough. But whether he was there when it was that sacrament of the Lord's Supper was instituted, it is hard to make a decision about. But of course, you know, and we know from our infancy that the Lord's Supper is instituted with that purpose that the faith of his people would be strengthened by it. And that is not historical faith, miraculous faith, temporary faith, but that is the true saving faith that is wrought in the heart of God's people in the hour of regeneration. In the days of Pentecost and in that time, short time after that, we have no evidences that they have special services before the Lord's Supper. We have preparatory sermons always, but not at that time. And the reason why that they have it not after Pentecost was because the life of that people was so in the fear of the Lord. That life that was to a certain extent so holy, there was so much love also for Christ and for his ordinances and under one another, that in those days they did not need such sermons. You know, you can find that in the Word of God. They have every week the Lord's Supper there. Every Sabbath day. There was at those days a very close life with the Lord. But a while after that, then it changed. Then they came in the church divisions. They came heirs in the church. There came trouble in the church. And then Paul, he commanded those preparatory sermons. He wrote about that to the Corinthians, as we know. But now there is something remarkable also in my text in this morning, that notwithstanding all the troubles, notwithstanding all the divisions, notwithstanding all the sins, Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "Ye do show the Lord does till he come." Thus, there is no ground to withdraw from the church the sacrament. We have to help the Lord's Supper. That is a command of the dying Christ given to his church. Christ promised also when he left this world from the Mount of Olives, and lo, I am with you. And then he said, all the days, till the end of the world. And now in these words, all the days, there is so much involved for the church, all the days. They have dark days more than days that is light. That is what the Lord said in his word. The days of the darkness are many. There are days that the sun of righteousness is shining in the hearts of God's children. We have those times. Times that in the life of God's people, as an individual, that there is not so much darkness. That there is also not so much strife. I would say that it is quiet in the heart. They know the times that it is stormy, awful. They know the time in their life that the devil is so behind them that even in the night seasons that they cannot sleep. Job, he said in the second chapter of Ecclesiastes that even in the night that his heart could not find rest. They find out in their life that the devil is a murderer. From the beginning. And every one of God's children, they must well be wondered that they are still here. In some home we were talking about that this week, in the presence of one of our elders, about that spiritual strife and about those depths in which they can come. Who shall fathom it? Who? Not one. Or we must have knowledge of it. Then we know it. And people, oh, let us be honest with you, honest with ourselves too. We are travelers to eternity. And now the Lord is free. In the measure of it, in everything. But I tell you, even before this Lord's Supper this morning, if we be a stranger of it, you are not invited to come to this table. Not invited, no. God's people that have a strife. Joseph Irons, he said, in continual warfare. A warfare with the devil. A warfare with himself. With that corrupted heart. With that enmity against the way of God's sovereignty and that sovereign grace. and against the ways that the Lord helps with us here in our life. That people, God's people, do not want that, no. They wanted to follow that lamb where that it goes. If you would cut their heart here, then you would find at the bottom of their heart, not my will, but thy will be done. Then you would find that desire to live for 100% to the honor and to the glory of the Lord. But Romans 7, that is only one thing that I mentioned to you this morning, where Paul speaks about that strife between the flesh and the spirit, that is enough. And if I think in regard to this world, that there is so much of it that keeps us down, that bothered us, we would live, if we have grace in our heart, more here above than that we live here on earth beneath. But we are involved with so much. And let I say my one word, because we have not so much time this morning. But we have ourselves as the greatest stumble block in the way to heaven, ourselves. But now that text said, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. And why? Why is now given that command of love to the church? Why that we have to help the Lord's Supper till that Christ comes? Because we have to think about that reconciliation that he made and wrought. The Father has found reconciliation. Job 33. But the Son, he wrought that reconciliation. In what way? In the way of his active and passive obedience. It had cost his life, people. With his blood, with his precious blood, he satisfied the justice of his Father with his blood. All the blood that was flowing in the Old Testament, that was all referring to the blood shed on Calvary's cross. And as soon as the Father had seen that blood, then he was satisfied. Satisfied, perfect. But another thing, Paul, he said, you are bought with a price, with a high price. Not without tears, no. Not without good works. Not with anything that is of man, but with the price of that blood. And therefore, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. As an acknowledgement for what Christ had done and has wrought, because he reconciled God with a sinner, and he reconciled a sinner with God. To be brought back into that communion with him, in which we were in paradise, in a state of innocency, and now to be restored in that, and established in that, if that ever took place, people, if that ever took place, I shall read to you what the Father had declared. For this is as the waters of Noah unto me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed. But my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that has mercy on thee. So firm is the mediatorial work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. If we have no congregation for ourselves, our separation, if we have known for ourselves that on the side of men that it is hopeless, really, consider, people, hopeless, but that there is room and place and opening at the sight of the Lord for a sinner, for a poor, for a wretched, for a lost sinner, and that Christ died on the cross to bring that people to God, to restore them in his fellowship and communion, and that they never can fall out of. Never. No one shall pluck him out of my hand. I am the Father, I am one. Ye do show the Lord's death till he come. And what a comfort that there now lay in the blood of Christ and in his wounds for all that poor people. Because it is with that people the same in the life as with that old mother, Noemiah, when she came back in Bethlehem, when she was standing there in the gates, Oh, the people don't know her even. And she was only 10 years gone. There was not no more that woman of before. No. She was stripped out from everything. And she said, call me no more, no Maya, but Mara. Because the Lord brought bitterness upon me. And there in the gate she never thought. She never thought that she ever be would glad in her life. She could not believe it. But that time came. That time that come for God's people, for some at the end of their life. But it comes for all that people. And that is on the basis of the mediatorial work of the Lord Jesus Christ. On the basis of that. And he comforted her heart. And he strengthened her soul. And he supplied all the needs and all the wants. And they received more and more in their life, people. Why? The Lord, he said, I have left a needy, an afflicted, and a poor people. If it goes the royal way with God's people, then we become not richer, but poorer in ourselves. But now, Christ is the fullness. And out of his fullness we receive grace for grace. Therefore, he do show the Lord's death till he come. It is a command of love that Christ gives to his church. And now, congregation, we have to know something of it. Not in our mind, but in our heart. And as Paul said, the love of Christ constrains us. Oh, if there is a crumb in our heart of it, the root of the matter, that we not deny it, there is people, some amongst us, I know that. Oh, they are sitting down in this morning too. That they say it is impossible for me. I need it and I need that. We need everything. But shall you ever find it in yourself? No. It is only to found only in Christ. He is the fountain of life, and in his life, in his light, we shall see light. Therefore, he do show the Lord's death till he come. Ask the Lord for strength, for light, for understanding. And not to seek the living by the dead, but if we look to him at the right hand of his Father, where he is sitting and where he is the great intercessor, taking care for his people to give solution for all those that cannot help himself. The Lord comforts. confirmed a few words to our art and give that in this morning that the Lord, there are mountains for some, I know, but that the Lord take all the mountains away. All the mountains. And those in whose heart it is no truth, and some know it, that they realize that it is only people with spiritual life that is invited to this table. The Lord give his blessing upon it for Christ's sake. We sing now 419, a mighty stream of foul transgression prevails from day to day. Number 419, the collection will now be taken. Thank you. beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, attend to the words of the institution of the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ, as they are delivered by the Holy Apostle Paul, 1 Corinthians 11. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you, this do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, this do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily, shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread, and drink of that cup, for he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. That we may now celebrate the supper of the Lord to our comfort, it is above all things necessary first rightly to examine ourselves, secondly, to direct it to that end for which Christ has ordained and instituted the same, namely to his remembrance. The true examination of ourselves consists of these three parts. First, that everyone consider by himself his sins and the curse due to him for them, to the end that he may abhor and humble himself before God, considering that the wrath of God against sin is so great that rather than it should go unpunished, he has punished the same in his beloved Son, Jesus Christ, with the bitter and shameful death of the cross. Secondly, that everyone examine his own heart, whether he does believe this faithful promise of God, that all his sins are forgiven him only for the sake of the passion and death of Jesus Christ, and that the perfect righteousness of Christ is imputed and freely given him as his own, yea, so perfectly as if he had satisfied in his own person for all his sins and fulfilled all righteousness. Thirdly, that everyone examine his own conscience, whether he proposes henceforth to show true thankfulness to God in his whole life, and to walk uprightly before him, as also whether he has laid aside unfeignedly all enmity, hatred, and envy, and thus firmly resolve henceforward to walk in true love and peace with his neighbor. All those then who are thus disposed, God will certainly receive in mercy, and count them worthy partakers of the table of his Son Jesus Christ. On the contrary, those who do not feel this testimony in their hearts eat and drink judgment to themselves. Therefore we also, according to the command of Christ, and the Apostle Paul admonishes all those who are defiled with the following sins, to keep themselves from the table of the Lord, and declare to them that they have no part in the kingdom of Christ, such as all idolaters, all those who invoke the sea saints, angels or other creatures, all those who worship images, all enchanters, diviners, charmers, and those who confide in such enchantments, all despisers of God and of his word and of the holy sacraments, all blasphemers, all those who are given to raise discord, sex, and mutiny in church or state, all pure persons, all those who are disobedient to their parents and superiors, all murderers, contentions, persons, and those who live in hatred and envy against their neighbors, all adulterers, whoremongers, drunkards, thieves, users, robbers, gamesters, covetous, and all who lead offensive lives. All these, while they continue in such sins, shall abstain from this meat, which Christ has ordained only for the faithful, lest the judgment and condemnation be made heavier. But this is not the sign, dearly beloved brethren and sisters in the Lord, to deject the contrite hearts of the faithful, as if none might come to the supper of the Lord, but those who are without sin. For we do not come to this supper to testify thereby that we are perfect and righteous in ourselves, but on the contrary, considering that we seek our life out of ourselves in Jesus Christ, we acknowledge that we lie in the midst of death. Therefore, notwithstanding we feel many infirmities and miseries in ourselves, as namely that we have not perfect faith, and that we do not give ourselves to serve God with that zeal as we are bound, but have daily to strive with the weakness of our faith and the evil lust of our heart, of our flesh. Yet since we are by the grace of the Holy Spirit sorry for these weaknesses and earnestly desires to fight against our unbelief and to live according to all the commandments of God, therefore we rest assured that no sin or infirmity which still remains against our will in us can hinder us from being received of God in mercy and from being made worthy partakers of this heavenly meat and drink. Let us now also consider to what end the Lord has instituted his supper, namely, that we do it in remembrance of him. Now after this manner are we to remember him by it. First, that we are confidently persuaded in our hearts that our Lord Jesus Christ, according to the promises made to our forefathers in the Old Testament, was sent of the Father into the world, that he assumed our flesh and blood, that he bore for us the wrath of God under which we should have perished everlastingly from the beginning of his incarnation to the end of his life upon earth, and that he has fulfilled for us all obedience to the divine law and righteousness, especially when the weight of our sins and the wrath of God pressed out of him the bloody sweat in the garden, where he was bound that we may be freed from our sins, that he afterwards suffered innumerable reproaches, that he might never be confounded, that he was innocently condemned to death, that he might be acquitted at the judgment seat of God, yea, that he suffered his blessed body to be nailed on the cross, that he might fix thereon the handwriting of our sins, and has also taken upon himself the curse due to us, that he might fill us with his blessings, and has humbled himself unto the deepest reproach and pains of hell, both in body and soul, on the tree of the cross, when he cried out with a loud voice, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That we might be accepted of God and never be forsaken of him. And finally confirmed with his death and shedding of his blood, the new and eternal testament, that covenant of grace and reconciliation, when he said, it is finished. Secondly, and that we might firmly believe that we belong to this covenant of grace, the Lord Jesus Christ in his last supper took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you, this do in remembrance of me. In like manner also after supper he took the cup, gave thanks and said, drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you and for many, for the remission of sins. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of us, of me. That is, as often as ye eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you shall thereby, as by a sure remembrance and pledge, be admonished and assured of this my hearty love and faithfulness towards you, that whereas you should otherwise have suffered eternal death, I have given my body to the death of the cross and shed my blood for you, and has certainly feed and nourish your hungry and thirsty souls with my crucified body and shed blood to everlasting life, as this bread is broken before your eyes and this cup is given to you, and you eat and drink the same with your mouth in remembrance of me. For this institution, from this institution of the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ, we see that he directs our faith and trust to his perfect sacrifice once offered on the cross, as to the only ground and foundation of our salvation, wherein he has become to our hungry and thirsty souls the true meat and drink of life eternal. For by a death he has taken away the cause of our eternal death and misery, namely sin, and obtained for us the quickening spirit, that we by the same who dwells in Christ as in the head and in us as his members, might have through communion with him and be made partakers of all his blessings of life eternal, righteousness and glory. Besides, that we by this same Spirit may also be united as members of one body in true brotherly love, as the Holy Apostle says, for we, being many, are one bread and one body. For we are all partakers of that one bread. For as out of many grains one meal is ground, and one bread baked, and out of many berries being pressed together, one wine flows, and mixeth itself together. So shall we all who by a true faith are engrafted into Christ, be all together one body through brotherly love. For Christ's sake, our beloved Savior, who has so exceedingly loved us and not only showed this in word, but also in very deed towards one another, hereto assist us, the Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, through this His Holy Spirit. Amen. That we may obtain all this, let us humble ourselves before God and with true faith implore His grace. O most merciful God and Father, we beseech Thee that Thou wilt be pleased in this supper in which we celebrate the glorious remembrance of the bitter death of Thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to work in our hearts through the Holy Spirit, that we may daily more and more with true confidence give ourselves up unto Thy Son, Jesus Christ, that our afflicted and contrite hearts, through the power of the Holy Ghost, may be fed and comforted with His true body and blood, yea, with Him through God and men, that only heavenly bread, and that we may no longer live in our sins, but He in us and we in Him. And thus truly be made partakers of the new and everlasting covenant of grace, that we may not doubt, but Thou wilt forever be our gracious Father, nevermore imputing our sins unto us, and providing us with all things necessary, as well for the body as the soul, as Thy beloved children and heirs. Grant us also Thy grace, that we may take up our cross cheerfully, deny ourselves, confess our Savior, and in all tribulations, with uplifted heads, expect our Lord Jesus Christ from heaven, where He will make our mortal bodies like unto His most glorious body, and take us unto Him in eternity. God our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name, Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Strengthen us also by this holy supper in the Catholic undoubted Christian faith, whereof we make confession with our mouth and heart, saying, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. That we may be now fed with the true heavenly bread, Christ Jesus, let us not cleave with our hearts unto the external bread and wine, but lift them up on high in heaven, where Christ Jesus is our advocate, at the right hand of his heavenly Father, whither all the articles of our faith lead us, not doubting. But we shall as certainly be fed and refreshed in our souls through the working of the Holy Ghost with his body and blood, as we receive the holy bread and wine in remembrance of him. We sing now 398, first stanza. The Lord upholds the faltering feet and makes the weak securely stand. 398. Congregation, that the Lord's Supper is instituted by the King of the Jews, and that he has commanded to do this in remembrance of him. In what manner and measure the Lord is free, but there must be something in our heart wrought by the Spirit that we need that Christ as our Savior, as our mediator, and as our surety. That there was a time in our life that the Lord has uncovered us. That the Lord placed us alone here in the world, alone, with nothing else than with guilt and sin and condemnation. But that he also have taught us, as David said, out of the depths I cry unto thee. And that he had revealed something in our soul, in his word and testimony, because that word that is sure forever and forever. And that word that opened that salvation that is in Christ Jesus, not for righteous people, no, not for righteous but for sins. And now before God and before the congregation, in the presence of the all-knowing God, what is our life, people? What is our life? Not what we think about ourselves, but what has the Lord done in our soul. And for that, people, to show the Lord's death till he comes. That are the few words that I will say before that we are ready now to administer that Holy Sacrament. Thy eyes were open over us. In mercy and in compassion. And thy eyes were open over all thy people from all eternity. And in the council of peace, appointed, elect, thy beloved Son, to accept our human nature. And in that human nature, to suffer, to die, but also risen out of the dead and sitting at the right hand of the Father, meriting salvation and applying salvation, restoring that people into communion and fellowship with God. Lord, give us something in this moment of the power and the sweetness of that mediatorial work, our work that falls away, that have no value, but his work that is perfect, and to rest with our heart and soul in it, for time and for eternity, and that we are boasting in nothing else than in Jesus' death and righteousness. And that his person, he is altogether lovely, that he become more and more lovely to our soul, and that he can say, this is my beloved, this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem, Lord, withdraw not thyself from us, but remember us in mercy and give graciously as an impression in the heart of young and old, great and small, and that it all was to the honor of thy name, for Christ's sake only. Amen. the bread that we break, that deze communion with the body of the Lord Jesus Christ take and that you may do it in remembrance of him. As this the Lord's command to show the Lord's destiny from. Why? Because the people that remains in sin as long as they are living here in the world, and we remain in sin, and it becomes so low that we don't know sometimes what to think about ourselves. It is not as in our days in Christendom. Oh no. Because people, it is so different. They cannot believe unless that the Lord gives it in right. And they are for themselves so hopeless and so wretched that they say, Lord, if you do not open a way, then there is no expectation and no hope for my poor soul for eternity. It is only that broken body and that shed blood that only can fill our hearts and that only can give glory in our soul. Oh, there is nothing we could do. Could I say this? Could I explain this? Nothing. Nothing and nothing in us. Then death in condemnation. But thy thee is the fountain of life, and in thy life we see that. It is only in that Christ that there is hope for a wretched sinner and for those that have to go more to hell than to heaven, because that is the practice of God's people. And it is not so nice, people. Oh no. It is not so nice to say that all. But that is the practice. Rejectable, condemnable in ourselves, but acceptable in that beloved, in Christ, from all eternity. The cup of blessing which we bless, that is the communion of the bitter blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Drink all of you, and that you may do it, that we do it in remembrance of him. Show the Lord's death till he come. And that is in the first place, as we have heard in this moment, for that reconciliation that he had wrought, and that he applied, and that he established in the hearts of the people. Because Paul, he said, in Romans 8, about that great intercessor, that he lives always to make intercession with them. That is something that never come to an end. No. Oh, if it was one moment, one second, then you were sinking away forever. but he is always laboring at the right hand of his Father. And that blessed Christ is yesterday, today, and forever sin. And now all God's people that have experience of it in their heart and in their soul, they all have something in their life that they say, Lord, if I look back from that I came in the world, that I was regenerated by the power of the Spirit, that the Lord opened the way of salvation in Christ, or that he forgave our sins, that he restored us into communion with God, and then, oh, we have hope, and we have hope, higher and higher and higher. But now the experience, it comes out to nothing, to nothing. And there was in the time of Augustine and Bishop, and he said to Augustine, he said, I hope that when I die, that my last prayer shall be, Lord, be merciful to me, sin. Yeah. And that has happened. The Lord has given it. And it is not that we desire it. Oh, no. But I desire to become a Christian. A Christian. Maybe you too, or not. A Christian. But now a sinner. A sinner. And I'm sometimes so empty. So empty. And so dumb. Even that it seems that there is no God. No God. But look down. Terug leven, dat kunnen we niet. Maar terug blikken, dat mag wel. And I'll look back to the way that the Lord has helped. To all his people and to our soul. And that he is that faithful and unchangeable God. Oh, there is reason enough. The Lord is just in all his ways. In all his works, the Lord is kind. And all that call on him in truth, in him, a present helper find. He will fulfill the heart desire of those that fear him and obey. That cry the Lord will surely hear, and he will save them in his grave. It is the second stanza of 398. if there are amongst us as a Rahab the harlot, as a Ruth the stranger, as a Mephibosheth cripple, as a prodigal son who had run away but perilous to be brought back, there is room for such wounds at his table. The Lord knows our heart and the secrets within. And it is not to strangers, but it is to his people, to those who have received something in their heart of him, that he says, he showed the Lord's destiny come. And of course, congregation, I cannot bring God's people to this table. David, he sent his servant to Mephibosheth, and that servant had picked him up and had brought him to the house of David to eat continually bread. There is some that talk sometime to me about some comfort and opening, but to come to the table here, that is a mountain. And I cannot take that mountain away. I hope time and again that the Lord take that mountain away, and then it shall be well and it shall be right. But another thing, if we confess to have something and we deny it, then we shall bring darkness over our soul. Commemoration of him who is worthy to receive all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. Take it and eat it. Do it in remembrance of him. And that it was to an opening in that mediator and in that Savior who we meet would die for eternity, because without him is no life but eternal death. Yeah. What shall I say to some here in the church this morning? The cup of blessing which we bless, it is a communion with the blood, with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Drink all of you, and that you may do it in remembrance of him who had given his blood as a ransom for many. It is, beloved friends, it is in personal matter for each and every one. And when it is the Lord's Supper, and we are coming there not in truth and uprightness, we receive nothing else than a piece of bread and a little wine. And that is poor, right? Because communion, that means communion with Christ and communion with his people, with that people that is in heaven and with that people that is here on earth. It is one church. And it is all in grief, really. All those churches in our days and grief. And all those problems that have come in the world is all of men. There's nothing of the Lord in between. Nothing. No. I believe in holy and in Catholic church. That is what we believe. And that church that is divided in a right way over the length and over the breadth of the earth. But Christ, he said, I pray, I will, that they all be one. And here in the world, there shall never be. It is too bad. But oh, I have to end it with that, people. This personally for each and every one. That is. But if the love of Christ constrains us, oh, then we will bring them all together. And then we will say, come and let us make great the Lord. Because we have to show the Lord's destiny come by. He had given his life for his people. His blood for his feet. He hath given every promise. He is a compassionate high priest. And he is always bearing the infirmities and the strife and the burdens and the afflictions. Oh, I hope for all those that come in truth and uprightness this morning here. And I hope for those that stay away, play for you. Play for you. And I know some would say, oh man, it is such a mountain. And I have even minutes that I believe. Oh, even that it was 1 minute. Do you have it from yourself? No. The Lord hath given it you. Is he not worthy to be praised and to be honored? And to confess him before men. And then he shall also confess us before his Father and the holy angels in heaven. But oh, the Lord give us together in this morning that we receive encouragement, that we receive strength, that we receive comfort to go on further in that mission of this world till that we shall come there where no more troubles, where no more afflictions, where no more strife, where no more darkness, where no more doubts, but where the Lord shall be all and in all, and that he shall give that people the desire of their heart to sit with an Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob round about that table of the merits of the Lamb, and that there be no more wanting anything, but that we are shared in the fullness of the triune God, and that to give him all the praise and all the honor, and that forever and forever we sing now his great salvation they shall know who love the Lord's most holy name. The wicked he will overthrow and put his enemies to shame. My mouth shall speak the glorious praise of him who heaven and earth adore. Let all exalt his holy name forever and forevermore. Number 298, the last stanza. Beloved in the Lord, since the Lord has now fed our souls at this table, let us therefore jointly praise and his holy name with thanksgiving. given, and everyone say in his heart, thus bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all thy iniquities, who heals all thy diseases, who redeems thy life from destruction, who crowns thee with love and kindness and tender mercies. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities them that fear him, who hath not spared his own son, but delivered him up for us all, and given us all things with him. Therefore God commendeth therewith his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, much more than being now justified in his blood.